Re. Commentary. Cooperation a welcome change. While I agree with the premise of your commentary on the need to provide financial support to agriculture as it's our food source and critical to our well-being, I'm not sure this was due to cooperation between the UCP and the Liberal governments or that they both realized the need at the same time and had no choice but to do it together. As for future cooperation between these two on other equally important issues, I won't be holding my breath. I guess I'm not as optimistic as you are. And anyway, why want cooperation between a couple of absolute misdirected losers? A couple of egocentrics, who only care about themselves and their careers. They have no real care or empathy for those who elected them, or genuine interest in how to best service this country's population's needs. Trudeau, who misusing the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms, insisted on mandatory vaccination with ineffective vaccines that resulted in our loss of freedom to travel, socialize and go out to public places at the risk of losing jobs necessary for our family's support. And risk potential adverse side effects from the vaccines. Then, afraid to meet and discuss this with those protesting their loss of their freedoms, ran away, evoked the Inappropriate Emergencies Act to hide behind. Brian Peckford, an original designer of the charter, spoke out about this error at the time and is now suing the federal government in this regard. And then there's Kenny, who set up the war room to support the energy industry as a corporation, so all transactions of information and money was not available to the public due to corporation-associated right to privacy. No transparency there. And it's coming to light many other secrets he and his caucus members have kept about how they do the public's business and not necessarily in the public's best interest. I can't imagine how these two governments could ever have an honest attempt at any kind of meaningful and transparent cooperation. Can you? Daryl Florence, Cremona.